ಜಯ ರಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಯಶೋದನಂದನ ಸಜನರಂಜನ ಯಶೋದನಂದನ ಸಜನರಂಜನ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರ ವನಚಾರಿ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರ ವನಚಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ಗೋಪಿಜನ ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರದಾರಿ ಗೋಪಿಜನ ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರದಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಯಶೋದನಂದನ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಶೋದನಂದನ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಮುನ ತೀರ ವನಚಾರಿ ಯಮುನ ತೀರ ವನಚಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ Gaura Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Jai Jai Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Jai Jai Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Jai Jai Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Jai Jai Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. अष्टोत्तर श्री श्रीमद भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की इस्कॉन फाउंडेड आचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद की सामवेद भक्त वृंद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की श्री श्री राधा गोपीनाथ की श्री श्री राधा गोना गोपीनाथ मंदिर एंटवर्प की ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबली ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबली ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबली all glories, Shri Krishna, Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale, Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Nityaramine, Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharane, Nirvishesha Shuryavadi Parshvati Deshadare, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, Shri Advaita Gadadhar, Shri Asalika Vatana, Nath Ki Jai. So we are reading from 5th canto, same chapter, chapter 10th, verse number 20. Maharaj Rahugan meets Jad Bharat. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Sa Vai Bhavan Loka Nirikshanartha Avyakta Lingo Vicharati Abhi Svit Yogeshwaranam Gatim Andha Buddhi Katham Vichakshita Grahanubandha. Savai Bhavaloka Nirikshanatham Bhavaloka Nirikshanatham Avyakta Lingo Vicharati Api Svit Svit Yogeshwaranam Gatimanda Buddhi Gatimanda Buddhi Katham Vichakshita Grahanubandha
Katham Vichakshita Grahanubandha.
In the first line, Nirikshanartha, Ri is long. And in the last line, Kshi, Vichakshita, you know. And then in the third line, Gatim, T is small. In the second line, Vicharati, V is small. And again, T is also small. So small and long, we have to make a bit of difference. And it fits into the meter then. Savai Bhavaloka Nirikshanartham Loka Nirikshanartham Avyakta Lingo Vicharati Apishvit
Avyakta Lingo Vicharati Apishvit
Yogeshwaranam Gatimanda Buddhi Katham Vichakshita Granubandha ಸವೈಭವಾಲೋಕ ನಿರೀಕ್ಷಣಾರ್ಥಂ ಸವೈಭವಾಲೋಕ ನಿರೀಕ್ಷಣಾರ್ಥಂ ಅವ್ಯಕ್ತಲಿಂಗೋ ವಿಚರತಿ ಅಪಿ ಸ್ವೀತ್ ಯೋಗೇಶ್ವರಾಣಾಂ ಗತಿಮಂದ ಬುದ್ಧಿ ಯೋಗೇಶ್ವರಾಣಾಂ ಗತಿಮಂದ ಬುದ್ಧಿ ಕಥಂ ವಿಚಕ್ಷೀತ ಗ್ರಹಾನುಬಂಧ ಕಥಂ ವಿಚಕ್ಷೀತ ಗ್ರಹಾನುಬಂಧ ಸವೈಭವಲ್ಲೋಕ ನಿರೀಕ್ಷಣಾರ್ಥಂ ಅವ್ಯಕ್ತಲಿಂಗೋ ವಿಚರತಿ ಅಪಿ ಸ್ವೀತ್ ಅವ್ಯಕ್ತಲಿಂಗೋ ವಿಚರತ್ಯಪಿ ಸ್ವೀತ್ ಅವ್ಯಕ್ತಲಿಂಗೋ ವಿಚರತ್ಯಪಿ ಸ್ವೀತ್ ಅವ್ಯಕ್ತಲಿಂಗೋ ವಿಚರತ್ಯಪಿ ಸ್ವೀತ್ ಯೋಗೇಶ್ವರಾಣಾಂ ಗತಿಮಂದ ಬುದ್ಧಿ ಕಥಂ ವಿಚಕ್ಷೀತ ಗ್ರಹಾನುಬಂಧ ಕಥಂ ವಿಚಕ್ಷೀತ ಗ್ರಹಾನುಬಂಧ ಸವೈಭವಾಲೋಕ ನಿರೀಕ್ಷಣಾರ್ಥಂ ಸವೈಭವಾಲೋಕ ನಿರೀಕ್ಷಣಾರ್ಥಂ ಅವ್ಯಕ್ತಲಿಂಗೋ ವಿಚರತ್ಯಪಿ ಸ್ವೀತ್ ಅವ್ಯಕ್ತಲಿಂಗೋ ವಿಚರತ್ಯಪಿ ಸ್ವೀತ್ ಯೋಗೇಶ್ವರಾಣಾಂ ಗತಿಮಂದ ಬುದ್ಧಿ ಯೋಗೇಶ್ವರಾಣಾಂ ಗತಿಮಂದ ಬುದ್ಧಿ ಕಥಂ ವಿಚಕ್ಷೀತ ಗ್ರಹಾನುಬಂಧ ಕಥಂ ವಿಚಕ್ಷೀತ ಗ್ರಹಾನುಬಂಧ ಸವೈಭವಾಲೋಕ ನಿರೀಕ್ಷಣಾರ್ಥಂ ಅವ್ಯಕ್ತಲಿಂಗೋ ವಿಚರತ್ಯಪಿ ಸ್ವೀತ್ ಯೋಗೇಶ್ವರಾಣಾಂ ತಿಮಂದ ಬುದ್ಧಿ ಕಥಂ ವಿಚಕ್ಷೀತ ಗ್ರಹಾನುಬಂಧ ಸವೈಭವಾಲೋಕ ನಿರೀಕ್ಷಣಾರ್ಥಂ ಅವ್ಯಕ್ತಲಿಂಗೋ ವಿಚರತ್ಯಪಿ ಸ್ವೀತ್ ಯೋಗೇಶ್ವರಾಣಾಂ ಗತಿಮಂದ ಬುದ್ಧಿ ಕಥಂ ವಿಚಕ್ಷೀತ ಗ್ರಹಾನುಬಂಧ ಸವೈಭವಾಲೋಕ ನಿರೀಕ್ಷಣಾರ್ಥಂ ತ್ಯಪಿ ಸ್ವೀತ್ ಅವಕ್ತಲಿಂಗೋ ವಿಚರತ್ಯಪಿ ಸ್ವೀತ್ ಯೋಗೇಶ್ವರಾಣಾಂ ಹಿಮಂದ ಬುದ್ಧಿ ಕಥಂ ವಿಚಕ್ಷೀತ ಗ್ರಹಾನುಬಂಧ ಗುಡ್ ವೆರಿ ನೈಸ್ ಯು ಡೆವಲಪ್ ಡಿವೋಷನ್ ಯು ನೋ ದ ಲೌಡ್ಲಿ ವಿ ಸಿಂಗ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದ ಕ್ಲಿಯರ್ ವಿ ಸಿಂಗ್ ವಿ ಡೆವಲಪ್ ದ ಡಿವೋಷನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ವಿತೌಟ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡಿಂಗ್ ದ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ವಿ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡಿಂಗ್ ದೆರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ನೀಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡಿಂಗ್ ದ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಇವನ್ ದೆನ್ ವಿ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡಿಂಗ್ ಯು ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಹೌ ವಿ ಶುಡ್ ಬಿ ಸಂಗ್ ಹರಿ ಬೋಲ್ ವೈಭವಾಲೋಕ ನಿರೀಕ್ಷಣಾರ್ಥಂ ಜಯ ಲಿಂಗೋ ವಿಚರತ್ಯಪಿ ಸ್ವೀತ್ ಯೋಗೇಶ್ವರಾಣಾಂ ಹಿಮಂದ ಬುದ್ಧಿ ವಿಚಕ್ಷೀತ ಗ್ರಹಾನುಬಂಧಂ ಯು ಆರ್ ಕಮಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಇಂಡಿಯಾ ಮಾತಾಜಿ ರೀ ವೆರಿ ನೈಸ್ ಸ್ಲಿಪ್ ಆಫ್ ಕಿ ಕಮ್ ನೌ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪ್ರಿಯ ವಾಟ್ ಆರ್ ಯು ಥಿಂಕಿಂಗ್ ಸವೈಭವಾಲೋಕ ನಿರೀಕ್ಷಣಾರ್ಥಂ ಅವ್ಯಕ್ತಲಿಂಗೋ ವಿಚರತ್ಯಪಿ ಸ್ವೀತ್ Yogeshwaranam Gatimanda Buddhi Kasam Vichakshita Grahanubandha Chavaibhama Loka Nirikshanatam Avyakta Lingo Vicharatya Pisvit Yogeshwaranam Gatimanda Buddhi Katham Vichakshita Grahanubandha. Very nice. If you try to remember the lyric, it will be easy for you to remember the verse, you know. It's very nice. Nei Jai. Srimad Bhagavat Puran ki Jai. Sa, that Supreme Personality of Godhead. Or His incarnation, Kapil Dev. Why? Indeed. One, your good self. Loka Nirikshanartham, just to study the characteristics of the people of this world. Avyakta Lingaha, without manifesting your real identity. Vicharati, are traveling in this world. Apisvit, whether Yoga Ishwaranam of all the advanced yogis. Gatim, the characteristics or actual behavior. Andha Buddhi, who are illusion and have become blind to spiritual knowledge. Katham, how Vichakshita may know Graha Anubandha Bandha. I, who am bound by attachment to family life or worldly life. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Please repeat. Is it not a fact that your good self is the direct representative of Kapil Dev? The incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. To examine people and see who is actually a human being and who is not. You have presented yourself to be a deaf and dumb person. Are you not moving this way upon the surface of the world? I am very attached to family life and worldly activities and am blind to spiritual knowledge. Nonetheless, I am now present before you and am seeking enlightenment from you. How can I advance in spiritual life? Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Although Maharaj Raugan was playing the part of a king, he had been informed by Jad Bharat that he was not a king, nor was Jad Bharat deaf and dumb. Such designations were simply coverings of the spirit soul. Everyone must come to this knowledge. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Dehinosmin Yatha Dehe, everyone is encased within the body. Since the body is never identical with the soul, the bodily activities are simply illusory. In the association of such a sadhu as Jad Bharat, Maharaj Raugan came to the awareness that his activities as a royal authority were simply illusory phenomena. He therefore agreed to receive knowledge from Jad Bharat, and that was the beginning of his perfection. Tat vidnanartham sa gurum eva vigacchai. A person like Maharaj Raugan, who was very inquisitive to know the value of life and the spiritual science, must approach a personality like Jad Bharat. Tasmad gurum prapadyeta jignasuhu shreya uttamam. One who must approach a guru like Jad Bharat, a representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to inquire about the goal of human life. Again, verse vai bhava loka nirikshanartham avyakta lingo vicharatya pisvet yogeshwaranam gatimandavati katam vichakshita granubandha. Is it not a fact that your good self is the direct representative of Kapildev, the incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? To examine people and see who is actually a human being and who is not, you have presented yourself to be a deaf and dumb person. Are you not moving in this way upon the surface of the world? I am very attached to a family life and worldly activities, and I am blind to spiritual knowledge. Nonetheless, I am now present before you, and I am seeking enlightenment from you. How can I advance in spiritual life? Om Adnyanatimirandasya Jnananjanashalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manopishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamiyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Guroho Shri Yutapad Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahaganaragunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahaganalildan Vishakhan Vitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tvameva Mata Chapita Tvameva Tvameva Bandhu Shasaka Tvameva Tvameva Vidya Dravinam Tvameva Tvameva Sarvam Mama Deva Deva Vasudevam Sutam Devam Kamsachanuramardhanam Devaki Paramanandam Krishnam Vande Jagadgurum Shantakaram Bhujagashayanam Padmanabham Suresham Vishvadharam Gaganasadrisham Megavarnam Shubhangam Lakshmikantam Kamalanayanam Yogibir Dhyanagamyam Vande Vishnum Bhavabhayaharam Sarvalokai Kanatham Tapta Kanjana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Krupa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Radhika, you come here in front of me and don't move now. Come here. Come in, I should see your face. Come. Don't move at all. Sit like Krishna. See, Krishna doesn't move. The main point here, the inquisitiveness of Rahugan, King Rahugan, is very nicely exhibited. And his last question is, how can I advance in spiritual life? This is all of us are after it, you know. We want to advance spiritually, but somehow or the other, again and again and again, we are dragged by the family life or the worldly activities. They don't leave us. However hard we try, we are again and again prone to be victimized by these attachments, you know, different attachments we have. We may not have family as such, but then we are attached to our own habits. The most important habit is to sleep. If somebody tells us now to sleep, and then our nose speaks and mouth is shut, you know, the snore very hard. The more you like sleeping, you know, more you enjoy, the more the nose makes noise. There is one kaveri in our Bhaktivedanta manor, snores so hard that it's impossible to sleep in the same room. The body is such a lump of ignorance, you know, makes a funny noise. And excretes so many dirty things out of all nose and ear and everything, you know. And we love it very much. That is the special attraction for our body. Now, some or the other, we have to get out of this ignorance. This is known as nescience. You know, very nice sentence Srila Prabhupada has put on Back to Godhead. What is it? Yes? Have you seen Back to Godhead magazine? There is a sentence on the cover. Yeah. Yeah, pardon? Huh? And nescience is darkness? God is light? Yeah, where there is God, there cannot be nescience. You know? Krishna Surya Sama? Something? Krishna Maya Arandhakara? Jaha Krishna Taha Nahi Maya Radhikara? You know? Where there is Krishna, there cannot be nescience. Then the main point in our life should be that Krishna should be before us. You know? If we are always with Krishna, then Maya cannot touch us. As soon as we forget Krishna, immediately the Maya bounces. She is just waiting in the corridor. As soon as we are free, she will attack. So it should be our endeavor that we should not be free any time. No doubt we have to perform our prescribed activities. Many times those activities become the impediment for our continuous association with Krishna. But some or the other, the living entities, they cannot be dragged away from the prescribed duties. They should perform prescribed duties and swakarmana tam apyarcha, and they should worship the Lord by their own karma, by their own activities. Everybody is performing different activities. And in that activity, the first thing you have to add as a devotee, and as particularly Prabhupada's follower, as a devotee of Krishna, you must be very honest in the dealings. This is the first symptom of a devotee to perform the activities. If we are honest and if we remember Krishna, then while performing our duties also, we can be elevated. That duty, that prescribed duty, should be transformed into the worship of the Lord. How nicely we worship Krishna. So through our activities also, we should worship Krishna. And then only there is some chance of our continuous association with Krishna. And if it is continued association, then naturally the Maya cannot attack you. Always your mind must be full with Krishna Katha, the topics of Krishna. And then you will simply keep away. Maya cannot really come near you then. Cannot come near. Maya only comes when your mind is vacant. You know that, what is it in English? Vacant mind is the devil's workshop. As soon as the mind is vacant, it's his workshop, and it is the devil's workshop. It will create havoc. Your life will be completely destroyed if you keep your mind vacant. Because mind is really a funny thing, you know. We should not have been given that one. But somehow or the other we have got it. And we love it. You know, because it is the controller of our senses. My hand works according to the orders of the mind. You know? When mind orders, I perform aarti with one hand round, you know? And the mind orders other hand to ring the bell. Both movements are completely different. You know? Otherwise, what we do, we are habituated to have the same movement with the hand. You know? But in that, one hand is performing aarti and other hand is... We cannot go on like this, you know? Can't go on like this. But this is the mind, you know? It is a very intricate thing. And even then it is present. Otherwise, how can this movement going on? Completely different. You know, one hand is going like that and the other hand is going round, round, round. This is mind we are carrying. And very nice example you should remember. Very nice example, you know, that how mind should be engaged, and if it is not engaged, how it is troublesome. It's a very practical example. You know, in India, you had been to Mayapur this time, Mata? Did you go? You didn't go. Only Vrindavan. In Vrindavan, we don't see that, you know. But in Mayapur, if you go to our complex, we have so many fields, rice fields, around our own temple, you know. And the peculiarity of the rice field is that field should be always full of water. If it is full of water, then rice plants will grow and weeds will never grow. Weeds cannot grow in water, but rice plants have the capacity to grow through the water. And frankly speaking, it requires water for its growth. But what happens sometimes, that without the knowledge of the owner of the field, there is some leak somewhere and the water drains out and the field becomes completely dry. And the owner doesn't know. If they know, they will immediately fill in the water again. But they didn't know. And till that time, when the field is dry, the rice plant stops growing. It cannot grow without water. And the weeds grow, which we don't want. We want rice plant. But the water is dry, the field is dry. And because the field is dry, the weeds grow, and the rice plant, which we want it to grow, it doesn't grow. Exactly this is the same condition of our mind. Till the mind is full of Krishna Katha, the rice plant grows, that is, Bhakti creeper grows. And as soon as the mind is dry, there is no Krishna Katha, then Bhakti creeper stops growing, and the weeds in the form of different desires, they grow. And then they take us in their directions, you know. As soon as there are different desires, mind is dragged behind the desire, and then we try to fulfill, like a lunatic person, that desire. We don't have capacity to even to rent a room. But then mind tells you, oh, just by nice mention. It's very difficult for us. We can work out on that idea, but we cannot just pursue madness, you know. We have to create some capacity to buy certain things. Otherwise, mind is just mad after these desires. And if we want to stop the desires, there is no way that artificially you can depress the desires. And that is why meditation or closing your eyes or sitting postures or some other thing, they don't help you at all. Simply they are the cheating ways. You are being cheated by the misdirection. Somebody will come to you and tell that you sit like this and close your eyes and think, you know, on a zero. You know, you meditate on a zero. You can't meditate on a zero. As soon as you close your eyes, your girlfriend stands in front of you. No zero. Our mind has no zero. It has got to have some object. And if that object is material, then you are dragged down. And if that object is spiritual, then you are elevated. And that's why we keep some picture of Krishna in front of us. Because we have to see something. If you don't see Krishna, you'll see your girlfriend, or you'll see your parents, or you'll see somebody else. But you are going to see some material things if you don't come to Krishna. And that is why our mind must be full of Krishna Katha, so that Bhakti creeper grows, and other desires, they don't grow. They don't have any capacity to grow with Krishna's topics. You know that beautiful verse we have in Srimad Bhagavatam? Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Janayati Ashu Vairagyam Jnanam Cha Ahitukam. Very nice, few words, you know. Vasudeva Bhagavati, under the personality of Godhead, Vasudeva Bhagavati, Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga, by devotional service, Prayojita. When the devotional service is incited in our mind towards the Supreme Personality of Godhead, at the moment our devotion is to the material things. That devotion should be cleverly transformed to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Forget about this material devotion. It will destroy you. If you can transfer that, and that requires association, very nice association of the devotees. If you don't come here, you immediately forget. If you neglect 8 days to associate or hear Srimad Bhagavatam class, then you are completely gone, you know. And that verse is very important. Nashta prayeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya Bhagavati Uttam Shloke Bhakti Bhavati Naishtiki. See, what is it? By regular attendance in classes on Srimad Bhagavatam, by regular attendance in classes on Srimad Bhagavatam and rendering service to the pure devotees, that is, what is troublesome to your heart is almost completely destroyed. And the devotional, loving devotional service is established to the personality of Godhead Krishna, who is praised by transcendental songs. And then it becomes completely firm as an irrevocable fact. Nobody can destroy that from your existence. But the condition is regular attendance in Srimad Bhagavatam class. Srila Prabhupada is very clear in translating this. Unless you attend the classes, unless you render the service to the pure devotees, it is impossible to have a bhakti in our existence. Bhakti starts from here. Again you got up. You keep quiet. Don't move. I told you not to move. Sit silent. You have to learn, Mata. You're not a kid now. Jai. This point must be remembered. Must be remembered and must be remembered. And unless you come to this point, it is impossible. It is impossible for us to develop the devotional service. That's very nice verse again from Srimad Bhagavatam, you know, that we should hear about Krishna as much as possible. What is it? Yasyam vai shruyam anayam. Yasyam vai shruyam anayam. Shruyam anayam means to hear. Vai means certainly. Yasyam vai shruyam anayam. Krishna param purushe. We have to hear about Krishna param purush, the supreme person. And if you can hear about Krishna, yasyam vai shruyam anayam, then what is the result? Bhakti hi utpadyate. Bhakti hi utpadyate. That is, bhakti, devotional service, sprouts out. You know, utpadyate, very nice word. If you put the seed into the land and water it, slowly the plant comes out, sprouts out. And then it becomes a nice plant and then maybe a tree. And this is how the devotional creeper goes on increasing till we attain the goal of Vrindavan. And this is the way. The watering of that plant is a devotional service. And that devotional service should be always regarding the Supreme Person. And if it is that, then definitely in your life you will have devotional service towards the Lord. And once you are engaged in the devotional service, then what is the effect of the devotional service is explained in the last part of this verse. Bhakti utpadyate shoka moha bhaya baha. Shoka, moha and bhaya. This is material disease. Shok means lamentation. Moha means illusion. And bhaya means fear. These three words are the symptoms of our material disease. We lament. Because we cannot attain certain thing, we lament on our own situation. Always. And 99% of time, we are lamenting. There is no need of it. But we do. And because we are lamenting, we are completely in illusion. That which should not create any mental anguish in our existence, we are lamenting for. Can't do anything. And even then, every now and then, we lament. And the tears come out of our eyes and this and that and that and that, you know. It's a silly thing to follow. When can we understand these things? Lamentation will not carry you anywhere. Your breath is completely wasted if you lament. Your breath should be utilized, each and every breath should be utilized to understand the Supreme Person. All other things are completely secondary. Completely secondary. And because of this lamenting attitude, what we do, that we make those things primary and we make bhakti secondary, maybe. Or we don't know it about it at all. And that's why it is very, very important symptom of our material disease. Then second symptom, that we are always illusion. We believe what is not there, and that is what we believe as the body, and bodily relations, and bodily habits, and bodily needs. These are not ours. These are not ours. And if they are there, they are temporarily there. When are we going to understand these things? How long we are going to sleep in the lap of this illusion, Maya? No, ask, you know. और चैतन्य महाप्रभु आस कूटा निद्रा पायो माया पिशा चेरा कोले दिस विच माया इज अ विच हाउ लॉन्ग यू आर गोइंग टू स्लीप हाउ लॉन्ग वी आर गोइंग टू स्लीप वेन आर यू गोइंग टू वेक अप एंड दैट्स व्हाई ही रिपीट्स यू नो जीव जागो गुरा चंद बोले उत्तिष्ट जागृत प्राप्त वरान निबोधत वेदा इज ऑल्सो वेरी क्लियर यू नो उत्तिष्ट वेकअप जागृत नो जागृत इज वेकअप उत्तिष्ट मीन्स गेट अप बिफोर वेकिंग अप यू हैव टू गेट अप दैट इज अ नाइस वे टू गेट अप यू कांट गेट अप बट एज सून एज यूर आईज ओपन थ्रो योर लेग्स आउट ऑफ द बेड and then you stand up and then you will wake up and this is how Vedas instruct they are very correct you have to get up first you stand up and then you will definitely wake up so you have to stand up to come to the temple you must come to these places and then you automatically wake up that is the byproduct we don't want to wake up but we simply you come to the temple and then definitely you will wake up simply you go to Bhagavatam and you will wake up if there is no temple around you don't worry if you can't come don't worry but make endeavor to come if it is impossible for you open the book and there is a temple you take association of Srila Prabhupada and then you will not be illusioned and then if you are not illusioned and if you are not lamenting you will not be afraid your fear will completely disappear you know complete disappear no fearing Krishna rakhe mare ke you know if Krishna protects you who is going to kill you or who is going to harm you you are the king of your situation don't give to this lamentation you are king you are a master of your own situation and your father is very loving and very kind and very rich and all everything is in your father just you have to recognize your father once you recognize how can you be afraid He is with you always. He is situated in your heart. He is suggesting you. And even then we are lamenting, we are in illusion and we are afraid. What will happen? Nothing will happen till he wishes. And if he wishes that you have to go, then nothing can protect you. You know that Krishna rakhe, mare ke, and Krishna mare, rakhe ke, who will keep you? If Krishna wants to destroy you, he will destroy you. And even then, in that destruction, he will be kind. You know, Shishupal, was really very much offensive to Krishna. But he gave him Sarupya Mukti. As soon as he was gone, he just entered Krishna's body and people saw who were present there. This is the kindness of the Lord. He kills, no doubt about that. He does kill. But then even in killing, he is very kind. Very kind. So destruction, don't worry about your own destruction. In destruction, your Lord is there and he will definitely be kind. And if you come to this point, nobody can harm you. And the best way to remember this material disease, the symptoms of material disease, you take out the first letter of all these three. L for lamentation, I for illusion. Bravo. Best activity. Then sukrut eva prapanno, yes, those who perform this activity, then what is the result? And then they go to the Lord and just we come here and stand in front of the Lord and tava asmi iti chayachate tava means yours asmi means I am yours iti chayachate we pray Lord that Lord excuse me I am yours now and if you tell this way then abhayam sadvada tasmai abhayam bhayam means fear abhayam means fearlessness I grant them fearlessness and dadami etat vritam mama That is my vow. Krishna says, that is my vow, that I give them fearlessness. Half the time, more than half the time, we are afraid in this material world. Just take out this fear and you will be brave completely. There is no need of lamenting about any situation. Whatever situation you are in, Krishna knows. And Krishna has sanctioned for you that situation. It could have been more worse without Krishna. But think that because you are with Krishna, that situation is not that worse. So miseries will keep on coming. The different questions of material life will always trouble you every now and then. Your body is carrying, you are carrying with you this lump of material existence. This will also trouble you very much. Your mind will freak out. Your mind will trouble you. Just stop this lunacy. this is madness. And once you know that this is madness, then we are sufficiently woken up. And if we are awake, then nobody can harm us. If we are asleep, maybe somebody may harm us. But if we are awake, then we are with our Lord and forget about these things. Do you understand English? Did you follow? Jai. Jai Kunti Ki Jai. She is a very sincere soul, you know. If you keep on these lines, then nobody can disturb you. Because these material things, like a wind, they come and go. Wind. We don't lament. Oh, where is the wind gone? We don't lament. Because we know the nature. The wind is coming and going. It may enter through your window and pass through the other window. And you don't run after it and catch, where are you going? You can't do it. Can't do it. It is nature of the wind. Just to come and go. Would you lament for it? Would you lament for the wind? No. Because you know that the wind is coming and going. So for difficulties in the material life or the problems of the material life, we don't lament. But what we do, that we make best use of our existence. We get up, we brush our teeth, we get ready and go to work and bring friends and this and that and that and that and that. And then we are happy. We don't lament for the wind coming and going. And if you lament, who is going to work and how are you going to get ready? Because you will just catch your head and where is my wind gone? This is our material existence. Don't catch your head. Just leave your head very free and fill it up with Krishna Katha. Hear as much as possible. Hear as much as possible. Hear the tapes. See the videos, Krishna videos. If you don't have anything, read yourself loud and hear. If you don't have time to read, just whenever you get time, prepare your own tape. Read these purports and prepare your own tape and then hear your own tapes. Even then that is best, instead of getting scratch into our ears. Always keep the ears full with Krishna Katha and you will be successful. This is very easy, very easy. And if you people are sincere here, only these 4-5 people, if you are really sincere, next time I come, I'll see the murtis here. Prabhupada was single, alone. And how many murtis he has now? In front of him, there were nearly 100 centers, and now there are more than 600 centers. And everywhere, like Vaikuntha you go, and everything is ready. Prabhupada was very proud, you know, I'm the richest person, he said. I have so many houses. And all the houses are clean. And wherever I go, my servants are ready, and I don't pay anything to them. These material people, if they want to buy the houses all over the world and organize, such a big endeavor it would be to employ the people and give the salaries and from where the money is coming. It's a hard. And he said, I don't do anything. I just chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, and everything is arranged. And how beautiful life, you know. How beautiful. No care. Just you chant, I chant, he chants, she chants. And that's all we are chanting. And we are chanting and everything is coming. I don't know where from. Water is coming, food is coming. If there is something, we eat. If there is watery khichdi, we eat. If there is ice cream, we eat. If there is nothing, we eat nothing. And we are satisfied. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Dhruva Maharaj was very nice, you know, tapa, you know, austerity. When he went to forest, he was only a young boy, you know, very small, like our Radhika. And then he thought that this eating comes in between my devotional service and me. So he stopped eating. Then he thought that drinking water also comes in a way. So he stopped drinking water. And he thought that breathing is coming in my way. So he stopped breathing. This is the way. We are satisfied. Whether there is food or not, we are satisfied. Whether there is water or not, we are satisfied. Only we are dissatisfied if we cannot chant Lord's names. That is our dissatisfaction, great dissatisfaction. If we are with the Lord, then A, B, C, D, or whatever it is, we are completely satisfied. This should be our nature. Yeah. See, what Prabhupada did, only he chanted, only, and gave us books, you know. This was the only business he did. And everything is being done for him, not only when he was present, but even in his absence, everything is being done. Now suppose, he, instead of worshipping the Lord, he might have got the idea that I have to serve. the rickshaw person, rickshaw people in Mayapur. I take this one example, that if you would have thought, oh, Mayapur is my native place and I must serve these rickshawalas. So what would he have done at the most? That he would have made some association, yeah? Rickshaw association. And then in that rickshaw association, he might have forced to the members to pay the fees so that they collect some money and they may help each other to buy the rickshaw or to do something and with a limited amount, you know. And you would have been very happy that I have got a rickshaw association and they have got money and they are helping each other and I am very happy now. But now in chanting Krishna's names, not only he has helped the rickshawalas in Mayapur, but all over the India he has helped rickshawalas. Our devotees are moving like mad persons. We are very passionate. Yeah? These Western people, they can't sit silent like this. You know, while chanting also they want to walk, run, you know. You should see it a bit, you know. Now is the time that you have to be quiet. Enough of this. This. So, what do they do? That they go to India. And they are not satisfied to sit in Vrindavan. They will go to Mayapur. They are not satisfied there also. Ayodhya. Then Patna. Then UP, Banaras, go to Jamuna River, Ganga River, take a dip there, again they are dissatisfied. Go to Haridwar, Rishikesh, Badrinarayan. And like a mad person they walk and climb and do this and do that. And Hiranyaksha, you know. He was tired of fighting with everybody, so he wanted and fought with the mountains and broke the mountains, you know. So that all the mountains were destroyed, there is nothing to be fought over. So he was so very eager to fight that he entered the ocean and created disturbance there. All the fish were killed in. And like you, you know, create disturbance always. This is our nature, you know. So the devotees also, millions of, hundreds of devotees are going to India and they are moving all over India. So everywhere the rickshawalas are helped. And not only rickshawalas, but we buy the clothes. The cloth merchants are helped. We buy the ornaments. So gold and silver and this and that. We buy deities. We buy so many paraphernalia. Everybody is helped by Prabhupada. Otherwise in Vrindavan, local people were going, that is from India, same country. Nobody went from foreign country. And now because of Prabhupada, we see hundreds of foreigners in Vrindavan and hundreds of foreigners in Mayapur. Thousands in Nepal and Pokhara. They may be going for certain other things, but they are there, you know. And they buy. They travel by rickshaw, they travel by train. By just chanting Krishna's name, Prabhupada has helped everybody in India. Everybody he has helped. It was physically impossible for him if he would have tried to help them all separate. But with the Prabhu Nam, with the Hari Nam, he is able to do it was completely impossible to do. How can he help the cloth merchants all over the India? How can he help the ornament merchants, these jewelers all over the India? How can he help the deity merchants all over India? How can he help the Jaipur sculptors from all over the world? It was impossible for him if he would have tried to help each other. But he took the root and he is watering the root, and all these leaves and flowers and fruits, and they are completely green. This is the meaning of watering the root. Once you water the root, whole of your life is nothing. See the effect of Prabhupada's chanting. That he was very sincere in chanting, so everybody in India is helped and all over the world is helped. Now, if he would have tried to serve differently, it would have been impossible. In 10 years, he could not even serve rickshawalas in Mayapur. What to talk of all over India. But because he took to the root and he watered the root, everywhere he could help. This is the secret of devotional service. You do this and everything is possible. Everything is possible. This is the gist of the whole thing. But we must be sincere. And then murtis and temples, they are nothing else. They are just byproducts of our sincerity. If we are sincere, everything is bound to come. Prabhupada's murtis come, Krishna's murti will also follow. Definitely. Where there is Prabhupada, there is always Krishna. Krishna will love to be here. Hare Krishna. Do you want to ask anything or any comments?
In the beginning, when you establish that Prabhupati very quickly establishes all of these other temples.
Yeah.
But then, was it a high standard of worship?
Mm.
He just established Murti there and then readily he was waiting till the standard became higher.
That's it.
Now it's like in a society that if we establish Murti, it should be with mainly a high standard that makes it difficult to establish Murti in the temples.
There are two ways in looking at these things, you know. One, we have firm faith in the Lord. He is the controller. Who are we to bring the murtis and establish? And do you follow me? That everything is sanctioned by Him. If He comes to the temple, He will bring the people, He will bring the high standard, He will do everything, provided we have firm faith that He is the controller. Instead of that, the other side is, we become the controller. And we think that I am bringing the murti, I am establishing it, I have to do the service, I have to arrange everything. So these are the two ways to think about it. Whether we want to be a controller or whether He wants to be. If we are controller, we will fail. Completely failure. And Prabhupada tried that way, you know. He knew that Krishna is controller. If I bring Krishna, somehow or the other everything will come. And now the things are going on. In some temples the service is a bit slack, some temples the service is alright. But everywhere something is going on. Because we definitely believe that Krishna is controlling. He will bring Brahmanas with him. He will bring Lakshmi also. He will bring palaces also to stay. So it is His responsibility. Our responsibility is to have murtis, that's all. That is how I look to it. And we should try this way. If we are a failure, then it is His wish that we are a failure. And somehow or the other we will success if we are sincere. To that extent I will tell you that you and Mataji, if you are firm, you know, and Nadi and Mataji again, four persons are enough to install the murtis here. Yeah, and I will come here very often to give the lectures. That's what No, she is sincere, you know. Yeah, we will be traveling, yeah. No, maybe today Mridani Mataji is here, tomorrow somebody else will come. You know, every time there will be different people. Even this, Radhika will be ready. Yeah, within few years, it's just a matter of time. The time is separating her from Krishna. So within no time she will be ready and she will be the president of this temple. She'll kick you all out and she will manage alone. She has just very nice capacity. We look forward to these children, you know. This is how it should be looked. Krishna has continued the whole thing. We don't have to do anything. But when we come in between, we spoil the whole thing. Hare Krishna. We require austerity, and if austerity is there, nothing is impossible. You know, for murtis to come, we have to be austere, very austere, very austere. Because Krishna is coming to our place. And you know, when what was his name? The first Prajapati, you know? Not Daksha. He was ordered by Brahma, Sutapa. He was ordered, and he married Prishni. His wife's name was Prishni. And then Brahma ordered them to increase the praja. So they were not in this yuga. Otherwise if Brahma orders us to increase the praja, then we go to register office and straight to double bed. They didn't do that. They wanted a very good progeny. And nice progeny requires a lot of austerity, you know. If you want a good progeny, it should be a very austere life. Otherwise the progeny is completely unwanted. So what they did? They started tapa, you know? And how long? 12,000 years by the demigods' calculations. They performed tapa for 12,000 years, not our earth years, but demigods' years. And you know the calculation of demigods' years? Which is that verse? Demigods' years. There is one verse in Bhagavad Gita which gives you the calculation of demigods' day. Sahasra yoga pariyantam ahariyat brahmano vidu ratrim yoga sahasrantam teho ratra yoga vidu janaha. That verse gives you the calculation of Brahma's day. And Brahma's day comprises 1000 yuga cycles, 12 hours of Brahma. And have you any idea of the calculation of 1000 yuga cycles? Yuga cycle means 4 yugas together. There is Satya, Treta, Dwapar and Kali. And these are Kali, Dwapar, Treta and Satya. They are in the, their duration is in the ratio of 1, 2, 3, 4. If Kali is 1 year, Dwapar will be 2 years, Treta will be 3 years and Satya will be 4 years. Now Kali Yuga, we know that is 432,000 years. So Dwapar will be double than that, 864,000. Treta will be 3 times that, so 1296,000 years. And Satya Yuga, 4 times, means 1728,000. 1728,000. If you add these 4 yugas, it comes to 4,032,000 years. One cycle. And this one cycle, 4,032,000 years, is multiplied by 1000. And that gives you 12 hours of Brahma. Then again 12 hours night, multiplied by 2. Then multiplied by 30 month. Then multiplied by 12 a year. And then again 100. That is Brahma's life. And then 12,000 years, like this calculation. It's impossible for our mind to calculate. This was the time they had performed the austerity. And then, because of their sincerity and austerity, Krishna was very happy and he came in front of them and asked them what they want. Then they didn't ask for a TV set. If Krishna comes and we ask, oh, just give me a good wife. No, they didn't ask that. They want that we want a son like you. Krishna said, like me, where can I produce? I have to come. Like me, there is nobody. So he promised them that 3 times he will be their son. And Sutapa and Prishni had the first incarnation and it was known as Prishni Garbha. Then next time, Kashyapa and Aditi was same Sutapa and Prishni, Devaki and Vasudev. Kashyap was Vasudev and Devaki was Aditi. And they had Vamandev, you know, dwarf incarnation. Vamandev was their son. And third time, they came as Vasudev and Devaki and again Krishna came. And this is how he kept his promise to come to them as a Prishni Garbha, as Vamandev and as Krishna. These type of austerity we require. If you want the deities, you have to be very austere. Very austere. And the deities will definitely come, provided you are sincere and austere. So this is the condition. If you want murtis, we have to really work very hard in this direction. Hare Krishna. Jai, very nice to be with you, no? Krishna will give us some chance again. Hare Krishna. Jai, all the best.